Part A. Directions. In Part A, you will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Number 1.
I've never had to wait so long to get my car fixed. It has been a month now.
Well, next time your car won't start, make sure you go to another garage.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 2.
How do you like your new job as an English teacher in Japan?
It couldn't be better. I never thought working in a foreign country would be this fun.
What does the woman say about her new job? Number 3.
Where should I put these letters for you?
Just toss them in that file on the corner with other papers.
What does the woman have the man do with her letters? Number 4.
Thank God, you've finally found your suitcase.
Yeah, but there is another problem. I cannot close it.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
I heard Phil is going to step down from his current position as a vice president.
True, but that's not all. He's so unhappy with Colin winning the election, he's quitting the club.
What does the man say about Phil? Number 6.
When will you go to Rebecca's house? It's 7:30 now.
As soon as the rain stops.
What does the woman mean? Number 7.
I need to go back to the library after dinner.
Again. I know you want to finish your research as soon as possible, but don't overdo it.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 8.
Linda told me that you had an accident this morning.
Yes, I got a few cuts on my right hand for breaking a panel in the window upstairs.
What can we learn about the man's accident? Number 9.
Where have you been in the last couple of months? I haven't seen you since before winter.
I couldn't get out much because I had this terrible cold.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
What's the weather like in the mountains?
The air can be a bit chilly at night, even if it's summer. So, you'd better bring a light sweater.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 11.
I think I'm ready to submit my research paper for review tomorrow.
Are you sure? I think you should check your writing first.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 12.
How did your trip to Java's wilderness go? Did you find anything special?
It was amazing. I got to see a real undomesticated herd of buffaloes in the wild for the first time.
What does the man mean? Number 13.
So I heard the boss called you this morning for leaving for home early yesterday.
Yeah. Boy, how did I get into hot water for that?
What does the woman mean? Number 14.
Did you finally meet my father yesterday? I'm sorry I couldn't introduce you properly to him.
No problem. I did see and talk to him. We hit it off right away.
What does the man say about his encounter with the woman's father? Number 15.
Have you heard of Alex's plan to resign and start his own business? He could make a lot of money.
Yeah, I suppose, if it ever gets off the ground.
What does the man mean? Number 16.
These old tires have been on my car for more than 5 years. They still seem to work well.
I wouldn't push my luck if I were you, Tom.
What does the woman imply? Number 17.
I can't believe our brother, Jonah, won another dance contest.
Tell me about it. I can hardly believe he's our parents' son.
What can be inferred about the man? Number 18.
That suit looks nice on you. Are you going to buy it?
What? Do I look like a millionaire?
What can be inferred from this conversation? Number 19.
You're a member of the folk dancing club? I never knew you had an interest in folk dancing.
I didn't. Until I learned that I get to meet many interesting people at folk dancing exhibition.
What does the woman imply? Number 20.
I'm sure the weather can't be any hotter than this.
This is hot? You should have been here in last summer.
What does the man imply? Number 21.
I think Professor Hatton's lecture today was not as clear as usual. He was missing a lot of things.
I can't say I agree about that.
What does the woman mean? Number 22.
Our university should refine the class registration process. So far, it's been very complicated.
I couldn't agree with you more.
How does the man feel about the woman's idea? Number 23.
I'm going to perform at the recital this evening, and it'll mean a lot to me if you watch it.
I have a plan to work on my research, actually, but for you, I'll take a break.
What is the woman going to do this evening? Number 24.
I know you can't miss your class, so how about letting me take your brother to airport for you?
Would you? That would be great.
What does the woman mean? Number 25.
Sandy, print this out for me, will you? And get me a red pen on your way back.
Who do you think you are, my superior?
What does the woman mean? Number 26.
I've got an important meeting today and my blue suit is still at the cleaners.
Well, you still have the gray one.
What does the woman mean? Number 27.
I'll tell you one thing I love the most about this place. It's their cafe latte.
It sure looks tasty. Let's have a cup.
What does the man suggest they do? Number 28.
James will be graduating with us next month.
So he's finally made it finishing his essay on time, has he?
What had the man assume about James? Number 29.
I just let everybody know that it was clear you didn't have any interest to be our club president.
But as a matter of fact, I do.
What does the man mean? Number 30.
Do you know anything about the upcoming outdoor jazz concert? They say it will be massive.
No, anything. I've even bought the ticket already.
What is the woman going to do? End of part A. Part B. Directions. In Part B, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will be asked some questions. The conversations and questions will be spoken at just one time. They will not be written out for you, so you will have to listen carefully to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Questions 31 to 35. Listen to the conversation between a woman and a man.
Do you read Healthy Life magazine?
No. What about it?
Well, I just ran across this interesting article in this month's issue. It covers various kinds of cardio workout, along with their advantages and disadvantages. What got my attention is the part when it states that jogging is not the best exercise you can do.
It's not? I wonder why the author thinks so.
He points out that the impact when we run on hard pavement can put too much strain on our knees and feet, which may lead to an injury for some people.
I see. So what alternative does he suggest?
Cross-country skiing. A number of studies have revealed that it engages all of our muscle systems, hence, more calories burned. The best thing of it, however, is it doesn't expose us to the same risk of injury as jogging does.
Cross-country skiing? Is it different from the common downhill skiing?
Why, of course. You don't need to go to a mountain to enjoy cross-country skiing. So long as there's enough snow, you're good to go.
But that still doesn't make it any more practical than jogging. What if there isn't enough snow on the ground? Even in winter, snow doesn't come every day. Plus, not everyone likes getting out in cold days.
In that case, you can use this special exercise machine. The author mentions that it's specifically designed to provide the same level of exertion and experience of cross-country skiing. The only problem is, it's quite pricey.
It's better than nothing, I suppose. With such a machine, we can do the ultimate calorie burner in the comfort of our home, and we won't need to worry about getting cold feet.
Number 31. How did the woman know about cross-country skiing? Number 32. According to the woman, why cross-country skiing is better than jogging? Number 33. What can we imply about cross-country skiing from this conversation? Number 34. What solution does the article's author suggest if there's too little snow for skiing? Number 35. What does the man think about cross-country skiing machine? Questions 36 to 40. Listen to a phone conversation between a woman and a man.
You stayed up late again, didn't you? The dark circles around your eyes are getting more apparent.
Yeah, I needed to prepare myself for the final term exam this morning.
Oh, has the result come out yet?
It has.
And?
And I still ended up with subpar grade. All those late hours I spent studying do not seem to help me do well on tests. Not even close.
So that's why you become unusually quiet today. Tell you what, let me take you to a couple of seminars held by the Study Skills Center next month. I'm sure it will help you sort your problem out.
Study Skills Center. I don't even know we have one here.
Well, I kind of expected that. The center was only founded a few months ago, so not many students are aware of it. Still, its presence has provided tremendous help for undergraduate students like us who have problem with their study. I for once was stuck with my research paper for my anthropology course, but the professors and fellow graduate students in the seminars gave me a direction where to begin collecting research materials.
But does the center offer specific seminars for my needs?
Sure, it does. They have various kinds of seminars held every week. I think you'd benefit a lot with those about test-taking skills and time management.
That sounds like a good idea. Where do you say the center is again?
The main office where you can find all the info about the upcoming seminars is in Wilson Hall, but the seminars themselves are often held in the library.
Great. I'll check them out now.
Whoa, hold your horses. Let me do that for you. For now, you should catch up on your sleep before you faint and worry everyone.
Thank you.
Number 36. Why did the woman stay up late? Number 37. How did the woman feel about her test results? Number 38. For whom is the Study Skills Center founded? Number 39. What seminar does the man think would be most helpful for the woman? Number 40. What would the woman probably do after this conversation? End of Part B. Part C. Directions. In Part C, you will hear several talks. After each talk, you will be asked some questions. The talks and questions will be spoken at just one time. They will not be written out for you, so you will have to listen carefully to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Question 41 to 45. Listen to a monologue delivered by a man.
In our last meeting, we talked briefly about the beginning of the American Civil War, how different opinions about slavery could quickly escalate to a full-blown war between the North and the South. Today, let us focus more on the management of the war itself from both sides, particularly from the party under Abraham Lincoln that in the end turned out victorious. Regardless of how the war was concluded, both leaders of the conflicting groups, Abraham Lincoln of the North and Jefferson Davis of the South, had a crucial task to convince their citizens that the war was indeed necessary. Both of them knew that the Northerners and Southerners didn't seem eager to battle each other, no matter how big a difference between them. In 1981, on July 4th, through his first major speech, Lincoln laid out the reasons for war to his supporters. Democracy preservation was his main motivation. He stated that the rebelling Southerners who were unhappy with his government were a threat to the future of democracy itself. He pointed out that the only way for the democratic nation of America to keep its integrity was to subdue the rebellion. At that time, he never thought that the war was going to last for a long time. He was convinced that his army can put the slave owners on their knees without much resistance, but he miscalculated the strong will of the Southerners. The war brought huge devastation to both sides. In the end, it came down to who wanted to win the most, and Lincoln's people who viewed the war as a wholly democratic crusade claimed the victory.
Number 41. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 42. What is the purpose of Lincoln's speech in 1981? Number 43. Why did Lincoln think the war was necessary? Number 44. What can be inferred about the Civil War? Number 45. Where does this talk take place? Question 46-50. Listen to a lecture delivered by a woman.
Among all of the urban architectural trends of late, log structures are probably the most interesting one. They have outgrown their old image as a simple traditional log cabin people built in the mountain. Today, we can easily find various log structures integrated in different modern houses, either as ceiling beams or walls. There seems to be a general opinion in our society that rounded logs can make our house feel more cozy and warm. This trend also gives idea to several companies to manufacture a special kit consisting of pre-cut logs, so anyone wishing to have a traditional log cabin of his own can build it easily, just like a Lego house. Now, you must be wondering why I'm talking about log structures in this fine morning. Well, it's because we're going to learn about modern log houses. I'm going to show you some slides, but before that, let's have a little flashback to the first log structure in North America. History has it that the first log cabins were built by European pilgrims near the end of 17th century, in the valley along the Delaware River. Almost 200 years later, log cabins became the most common housing among settlers in the West. Why, you ask? First, these people were crafty with logs to begin with. The second reason is the lush woods in America back then provided plenty of material for them. Even so, the one particular log buildings whose influence can still be seen in contemporary architecture today were not built until in the early 1900s, in the form of mountain retreats that were owned by high-class New York society. These beautiful country houses are then recognized as Adirondack style.
Number 46. What does the speaker mainly talk about? Number 47. What makes people nowadays still like log houses? Number 48. Why did the early settlers construct their homes with logs? Number 49. When were the first Adirondack-style houses built? Number 50. What will the speaker's students probably do after that lecture? End of part C.